here to join us is boys coach Chris Vandruska, and I'm sure he can introduce his girls coach to us as well.
Yeah, we have Andrew Hoke here, and just shout out to the rest of my staff. We have Jimmy Piecraft on staff, who's a Keystone legend. Coach Healy, Rick Healy, has been on our staff maybe 7 years, Coach Ben Bill, and our middle school coaches are Mike Griswold and Mike Shade, doing a great job.
Coach, don't put that thing right there.
Sorry about
there
that.
There you go.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Almost like
yeah,
you're
we got
kissing
a great
it.
Coaching staff. Yep. Though.
All right, great.
Chris, I'm going to jump out. You got to hang the bracket sheet. You know, and we had talked about that last year. Your first state champ, Tristan Green. You returned a defending state champ. Talk to us about putting that bracket sheet up in the wrestling room, and what a special moment that was for you.
Very special moment. We talked about him winning a Greco title out in Fargo. So he hung that bracket up, and he knew he had unfinished business to hang the state bracket, and he's looking forward to hanging another one.
And he was as dominant as any wrestler I've seen in the state tournament. I was able to be Matt's side for most of the matches, and he was completely dominant. I think he only might have been taken down once in the whole state tournament, not even once. But just so focused. How does he reset his goals for this year?
Yeah, that was just his weekend. Honestly, you know, he turned it on at the right time, and you know, his goal is to wrestle in college. His goal is to win another state title, and so. You know, he's just really focused. I think you know, right after he got off his state finals match, where he majored the guy in the finals. You know, he told everybody, you know, my goal is to win another state title and wrestle in college. So he's a very determined person. He's a very dedicated person who understands that consistency is what it takes.
And you got some help for him. A couple years ago, I think you guys might have won the LC8 2 years ago. Dropped down to third last year. Third in the third in the meet. I think probably overall maybe second or third, depending on how the dual meets were. But you got some help. Talk to us about some of the help you got, some of the wrestlers you got to surround Tristan with. And I also read that you got 12 freshmen, so excited about
we
that.
We do. Yeah, Columbia put it on us last year, and they just had a really good squad. So props to them. So we'll have a full lineup here this year, hopefully. We do have 12 freshmen. We have some roster battles, which I'm excited about. 120, we're going to have a really good wrestle-off against Owen Jerkins and Caleb Comito, some young guys. We'll have a roster battle at 26 against some young guys. 32, we'll have a roster battle. 38, we'll have a roster battle. 44 is where our experience starts to come in. Paul Horton is a senior district qualifier there. Roster battle at 57. Tristan's going to be our 57 again. He's just kind of short, and that's his best weight, he thinks. We'll have a freshman in at 65. Big roster battle at 75, and probably one of those guys will go 190, and then we'll have experience again at 215 and 285, guys who've been training year round.
Chris, when you have a state champion come back, what does that mean to the younger program? Did it get more kids involved in biddy wrestling at Keystone? Did it get more kids involved maybe at the middle school or at the high school level? Or does it take a while to see that?
No, it happened. It happened right away. Yeah. So, you know, we're used to having a roster of, you know, 16, 17, 18, and now we're up to 28, you know, and that you got to credit it to our success at the state tournament. Lydia Gould on the girls' side and Tristan Green on the boys' side were big parts of that. And we got great youth coaches as well, and they're busting their hump. And there was youth wrestlers at the state tournament watching Tristan and saying, "Hey, I want to do that." And now they can say they've seen it done, and they want to replicate it and do it on a bigger level. You know, we got youth kids, you know, second and third graders that want to go to Super 32 like Tristan's going to, and Ironman and all that stuff. So I love it.
So you mentioned the girls program, and we have Andrew Hoke here, your girls coach. And coach, if we could just have you jump in here, how many young ladies are on the team this year?
Currently we have four high school girls, two middle school girls on our team this year, so that's good. We had three high school girls last year with Lydia Gould, who placed at state, and then Sage O'Brien and Emily Jurassic are the ones returning this year for us.
So I guess I would ask the same thing with having a young lady that went to state, didn't win it, but do you think that's going to help get the numbers to increase?
For sure. And Coach Vondruska does a good job. He's at the school. He does a good job of promoting the sport, getting the girls involved and things like that, and making them a big or making it a big deal for them as well. So we have girls interested in the sport, and I think the more success that we have, the more that those girls are going to be interested as well.
As you start to build those numbers, Coach, tell us some of the tournaments that you're going to go to get the girls some experience.
So starting out the year, we're going to be at Brush to start the year. We're also going to be at the Vermilion Duels, and then I forget the one just after that, Coach.
So Lutheran West is our Christmas tournament. They do a really good job over there. Mm-hmm. And then Akron North is another tournament the girls go to. We'll go to Port Clinton.
Port Clinton.
And then we got some new ones. Chippewa and Gibsonburg are a couple new girls' tournaments that just kind of popped up and fit. And some of these tournaments are middle school and high school, which is kind of intriguing for us because we want to have all our girls kind of together. We got a small group. We only have 4 high school and 2 middle school, but it'll be cool to have them competing together.
I'm going to throw this out to both of you because Keystone's one of those communities where, you know, if you have some success, it really kind of feeds the community. We've seen it in softball, a great softball program, and just then the youth softball program just explodes. You talked a little bit about Tristan and what that does for you. Now with the girls, how's that really affect and the impact that it's having on your youth wrestling program right now?
So we do have some youth wrestlers on the girls' side. Not as many as we want, you know. We do have pretty good numbers for our youth, and being a small community, we got about 40 kids out, but only, you know, 2 to 3 girls. But, you know, the 2 to 3 girls we have seen girls like Emily Jurassic coming up through our program, Lydia Gould placing at state, and Sage just battling. And, you know, Sage and I, you know, we've been together, you know, I've been coaching her for 9 years now. It's so awesome to watch her grow up from the youth thing and see our youth program grow up, because Sage didn't get to experience all the youth stuff because we didn't have it established. So we're lucky to have you know, Coach Ben Bill running our youth program, and Jimmy Piecraft and Rick Healy helping them out.
Chris, talk to us about sending Tristan over to Ironman. You pull him out, he's a singular entry. You send him over to Ironman, probably one of the top 2 or 3 high school tournaments in the nation. Talk to us about the mindset behind that.
It's definitely number one, I think, high school tournament in the nation. But, you know, I was just sitting down with Dan Giuliani, the Columbia coach, and he's like, hey, do you know who's at Tristan's weight at Ironman? And I said, it doesn't really matter. There's going to be studs, you know, and it's just a great opportunity no matter what weight he goes. He's going to go 57 for it. But no matter what weight he goes, he's going to wrestle a nationally ranked guy, and he's going to be on a national stage and have that opportunity. And I know he's grateful for it, because he went to this offseason. He went to Indiana, placed at a really tough tournament that he's been going to a lot. Went to a new tournament in Michigan that was really tough. He placed at that as well, and then went to North Carolina Super 32. So he's craving these nationally ranked kids, and he's going to get it at Ironman. And he already saw it last year, you know, kind of like his first year at the state tournament was a sophomore year. He took 4th. And then last year he won it. So hopefully, you know, just knowing the process at Ironman, because it's its own thing, yeah. You know. And we got to be ready for the biggest tournament of the year, the first tournament of the year.
Coach,
you know,
before,
it's kind of unique.
Yeah, we all bring these for a reason. Tom brought it, but he doesn't know how to look at it. So, but before, because we brought Coach Hope,
he knows
up
how to
well,
look at it. He's a superintendent. So.
Yeah, he knows. He's tardy. Coach, can you? You know, as you're trying to grow the girls' program, as you're trying to grow the sport, you know, you mentioned 4 young ladies on the team. So how do you go about it? Do you wrestle dual meets? Do you just tell us how the wrestling goes. Obviously, we know they have the state competition, but How does the regular season differ, girls from boys?
So the regular season, Coach Vondruska does a fantastic job of getting us matches, getting us tournaments, and that's the big thing. We don't have a ton of girls to do a lot of dual meets, but loading us up with tournaments on Saturdays and Sundays and like the Lutheran West girls tournament, we're going to see a lot of matches there. So getting us in those tournaments that see a lot of matches, and that's how we kind of grow that experience, especially with the younger girls who don't have a lot of experience, getting them mat time, and then with the older girls, getting them in those tournaments where they have some really good competition before they get to those districts and things like that.
All right. Well, we want to wish you both the best of luck. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes to come up and talk to us about Keystone Boys and Girls Wrestling. And, you know, you got a state champ and a state qualifier. We're not going to hear that all night long, so be proud of that.
I am very proud of it, and I appreciate you guys having us. Thanks to Schmitty's, my first time at Schmitty's. I'm embarrassed to say that, but it's a great place. It's
not your first time today here.
Not just a bunch of wrestling coaches here. There's a lot of people that are regulars here, and it's a cool place, and we're thankful for you guys.
Well, it's our pleasure. Enjoy your dinner, and thanks for coming up.
We will.